This is Travel with Rick Steves, and we're talking with historian Colin Jones, who's distilled 2,000 years of history of France into his latest book. It's called The Shortest History of France. So, Colin, obviously in a short interview we can't cover all of French history, but this relation with Germany has been a big deal throughout history with France. It's like the two big kids on the European bloc. I think one of the great accomplishments of the European Union is just weaving together the economies of France and Germany so that a war between those two economic powers is just inconceivable. People can complain about the EU, but it has quite effectively ended this sad repetition of wars between France and Germany. And in that regard, the EU is quite a success. What's your take on the establishment of the EU as a way of getting France and Germany to get along?
Absolutely. I think you put your finger on it there. And it's a really, really world historical moment that these two great superpowers, which, as you say, have been slugging it out against each other at great, great human cost for a century or so, suddenly decide to call it a day. You know, after 45, rather than, as before, after the First World War, France wanted to, wreak retribution on Germany. Now they say, we've got to work together. First, they set up the iron and steel industry working together. And then, from the late 40s, early 50s, you've got the embryonic version of the EU setting up. And it really does. It closes this axis of power and conflict, which has just wrecked so many lives for the previous century. And now I think it's so far beyond, those dates that people lose track of that. And they see, maybe quite rightly in some ways, Brussels has this, very remote power pushing people around and, saying what should be done, et cetera, et cetera. But they forget that the roots, the feet of that that whole movement are solidly implanted in a movement for peace and harmony, which I don't think we should ever forget.
Yeah, it's, the European Union creates a free trade zone, and you need a free trade zone to compete with economic powers like the United States and China. So in that regard, it's a good thing for Europe. But even more fundamental than that, I think, it is lacing the economies of the two superpowers, France and Germany, together. And for that, we can celebrate the European Union.